Hi, I'm PC Matthew. I hope today's meditation would guide you to reflect Jesus more in your life.
Day 19, becoming like Him in His faithfulness. The Godhead family is truly faithful to one another and to us human beings. When I look at the word faithfulness, I think of faith being full. If someone were to put their entire faith in me, I am more likely to be a faithful person. However, can we entrust our entire faith in someone knowing that they could be unfaithful? When we look at the followers of Jesus, we see the one to betray him enjoying the fullness of his fellowship up to the point of betrayal. It is amazing to see the extent of faith Jesus had in Judas, in that he was appointed as the treasurer. Sadly, the very thing he was entrusted with became the reason for temptation to betray his master. Does it surprise us that money was the reason for betrayal? Does it remind us of any instances of our own unfaithfulness with money? Sometimes God entrusts us with things that we feel incapable of handling. Yet, God entrusts it to us anyway. That is the beauty of his faithfulness. Jesus transforms Peter, who denied him, into the one who builds his church. He gave Paul, the chief persecutor of the church, the job of being a pioneer missionary and church planter. He sends Thomas, the doubting disciple, to be the martyred missionary to India. When I think about my own ministry call, I often wonder why God chose me for his work of restoring and strengthening homes. I'm sure it isn't my ability, but rather my weaknesses and my failures. Jesus' faithfulness was not contingent on the faithfulness of the disciples. Instead, it was in spite of their unfaithfulness. He continues to be a faithful master, even while we are unfaithful disciples. It should not be a surprise when we are faced with a similar situation of people being unfaithful to us. Becoming like Him means we continue to be faithful even when people are not faithful. May we reflect on the amount of faith we show people today. Is our faithfulness dependent on their faithfulness? Do we trust people in spite of their failures? How appreciative are we today of God's continuing faithfulness even while we continually fail Him? How faithful are we to people who trust us? Have we betrayed or denied them as the disciples did to Jesus? To be faithful to our spouse, children, job, and responsibilities with His church and kingdom is an attribute that we need to pursue even when it may fail us. Would God be able to commend us as a good and faithful servant this day? Let us pray. Faithful God, you chose me knowing my unfaithful and betraying nature. Help me to walk faithfully before your eyes as a spouse, a parent, a child, and a worker called by you in any and every place. Enable me to look forward to you declaring, "Good and faithful servant, well done." In Jesus' name, Amen.
We hope you've been blessed by this devotion. Today's devotion was read by my wife, Sibby Matthew. Can you please share this with someone today? These devotions have now been compiled as a book and is available for a small donation towards Urban India Ministries. Please visit our website urbanindia.org to get your copy as well as other resources. God bless.